We're going to say a quick word from Rav Rucham Olshan connecting Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Pala. Leila Nishmas Rachel Parbas of Moshe. What's Pshat? What's the connection? Usually Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Pala come together. Says Rav Rucham Olshan, a beautiful idea for the Beis HaLevi. We know Chazal tell us that after Klai Yisrael sinned by the Cheder Ego, the golden calf, there was a Moshe Laben Shivcha Shetina Pelat and Shamalach. The kid, the son of the king, he got a little dirty. Amro Tavo Imavitzhatsoit. They said, come get the mother to clean up the excrement. Kach Tova Para Vitzichaper Egel. It's the same way that the mother had to come clean up the child. The paraduma comes clean up the eagle. And the question is very simply, the Beis HaLevi explains, what is it about the paraduma that comes to clean up the cheder eagle? Says Rav Rucham Olshan, quoting Parshas Kisisa, the Beis HaLevi. Parshas Kisisa is the last thing the Beis HaLevi quoted ala Torah, as Rabbi Razor likes to say, because the legend goes is that he wasn't allowed to learn Gemara. He wasn't feeling well. But in Parshas Kisisa, the doctors told him the okay, and Kisisa, he stopped writing ala Torah. But back to our answer. How is the cheder eagle fixed by the paraduma? Cheder eagle, we needed to know. Where was Moshe? It was the lack of emunah, the lack of bitachon. We made a cheder eagle. We made the golden calf. What's paraduma? Complete faith. Complete Amuna. We don't need to know. As Shlomo Amar said, it was Rechokim Yemeni. At the end of the day, we just want to be Mekayim the mitzvah. And the Beis HaLevi says, we know sometimes we want to know the mitzvah. But the ultimate reason why we do mitzvahs is because it's the Rabbon Hashem's will. We want to be Mekayim the Rotzon Hashem. So says the Beis HaLevi, explained by Ruchim Olshan, and Maimer Tezayin, Yisrael Melom Adam and Parim. Why is it that paraduma is the tikkun, the cheder eagle? It's the perfect tikkun. Because the cheder eagle was a lack of faith. It was a lack of munah. It was a lack of itachun. And paraduma is complete faith, complete submission to the Rebbeinu Shem. We don't know the reason, and we don't need to know the reason. Rebbeinu Shem, you want the red cow? You want us to bring the golden calf? We're going to bring it. And how important it is for us to be able to have this message in our lives, especially this year, where there's a lot of stars upon him. There's a lot of anochi asti ponai. Where is the Rebbeinu Shem? It's our job and our level to be able to make sure to connect ourselves with the mitzvah of paraduma. At the end of the day, we don't understand anything and everything that happens. But to have that complete faith, that blind faith, that emunah bitachon, that paraduma message and theme, that's mataki and fixing the cheder eagle. The cheder eagle was a lack of faith. And the paraduma is dafka, the complete faith. We don't need to know the reason. And that's why the Beis HaLevi explains by Rucham Olshan, says it was the ultimate tikkun, it was the ultimate fixing of the cheder eagle. Because the chod, the Rabbeinu Shem, we don't need to know the reason. We want to complete, we know we want to do the Rabbeinu Shem's will, just because he told us we should zocha to have this great emunah and be tachon in our own lives. Mez Hashem, to have this complete blind faith, we'll have all the bracha and all the atzlacha with emunah bitachon. Mez Hashem shkoch.